The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
When it's next Tuesday? Is that what it is? When are we voting? I mean, you probably already voted. If you're an early
balloter.
It's
in my car. I need to mail it still. I meant to drop it off on my way here, but then I was running late. So it's in my car. It's signed. It's ready to go.
I've got some extra ballots.
Yeah, I grabbed my parents' ballots, and so I can. Mm-hmm. I'm going to vote thrice. I'm just kidding. I'm not voting for my parents.
Is it like double illegal if you're signing for someone who's passed? Like, it's one thing to sign for someone.
Why do you have your sister's ballot?
No. Oh. Well, I don't know. Oh, no.
I don't even remember. How did I get to this? Oh, the voting. Yes. Sorry. I think it's definitely illegal to vote for somebody else.
But is it
and
like
the only
double?
Way you would pull it off is to sign. So yeah, I think it's all one crime.
Oh, okay.
It's just one.
Cool.
One total crime.
Noted.
But if you vote for the right person, then it's not a crime.
Oh, right.
If you vote for, I'm not saying there's a right or wrong. If you vote for the one who wins, then they won't prosecute you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, she voted for me. It's cool.
Sure.
It's like, oh, I wait a minute. Yeah, right, yeah. You voted for the other person.
Yeah, it's kind of a gamble.
Yes. So if you do election fraud, but you should we stop talking about this? Here's the reason I want to know when we vote. While I was saying that, I should, you know what I should do? I should give the phone number out on the air.
It is Tuesday, by the way.
I've always gotten probably 5 spam calls per day.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. And you never answer, right?
I never answer.
See, I always answer.
Why?
I don't know. Tell
you
me something.
You want to talk to some... What?
No, but most of the time they don't answer. It's just, I go, hello, and then it's just silent.
You go, what?
Hello.
There we go.
And it's silent, and then they hang up on me.
There's that click, because they just don't expect you to answer, and they're trying to grab their headset. I'm picturing Michael Scott when he's working... for whatever the telemarketer is like, oh my God, somebody answered.
It gives me a little more satisfaction in knowing that like, hey, I gave you a shot, buddy. You spam called me and I answered and you still dropped the ball.
So I no longer get 5 spam calls a day. I get
good.
Probably 7 spam calls an hour.
Mm.
What?
I swear to you, I've since 10 minutes ago, I've missed 3. 3 calls. And
oh my gosh, all different numbers?
All different numbers. But they leave a message. Are you voting for Rat? Are you voting for Gabe or Yadier? Like, and it's like, I just want you to know when I finally open my ballot, which will be probably
on the 6th
Tuesday.
I've sent yours in, boss.
I'm going to do this. If I recognize your name based on a spam call or a piece of direct mail, I just went and got my mail. When was the last time you checked your mail?
I check it every day.
Okay.
Because I'm a dork.
I hadn't checked it in a while and I needed a wheelbarrow to get it back. Because there were so many, like 27 from, I just say Yadiro and Gabe because they're just like, I don't know who's who and I don't care.
It's back to back, too. You see one commercial and then the next one and then the next
She's
one.
She's the devil and it's like, he's Satan. And you're like, then great, get married. Who's my third choice? I am not going to vote. We don't do political. That's not what we're doing here. I am literally missing a call.
Wow.
Right?
Wow, you are.
It's... Dudes.
Do you get texts too?
Yes!
I get the text too, and I agree. It's like, how did you even get my number? It makes me not like whatever you're selling.
Will you vote for anybody who you've... Like, I
actually, now that you mention it, I feel like I've only gotten the regular amount of spam calls. I don't think I've gotten any extra. I don't think I've gotten a single, like, election-based spam call.
It's you
always
haven't?
No, it's... Mine's debt-related.
Oh my God. Here's the thing. I think we're talking about politics and I don't want to. I'm registered as nothing or independent or whatever. I think that's why it's me.
Oh,
I think I am.
If you're registered as anything, then maybe they just leave you alone. They're like, we can't win her over.
Yeah.
Like there's no chance. Everyone and their dog thinks they can win me over. And here's what you're doing. I'm not. Like,
you're making it worse.
I swear. If I've driven past your sign, I'm not voting for you. If you direct mailed me, I'm not voting for you. If I see your name on my phone, I'm not. But how do we make it stop? Because if I answer,
I don't know.
Or do I let T-Hack start? If I give T-Hack my phone for the rest of today's show, can you make it stop?
Hello? Yeah, they never talk to me.
So that's the key?
I think it's to actually answer. But they don't leave messages either. If I don't, I don't
really?
Always answer. I don't get messages either. It just disappears.
All right. Well, I just wanted to say, if you're one of the people who's called my phone in the last Wait, can we do this other thing about phones? No, yeah, I don't want to do it right now. Okay. I don't want to do it. Not right now. We had said that T-Hack, as a result of him not going into the haunted houses, he was going to... We'll get to the T-Hack punishment. Aaron's calling. I got to go. Did you really call me?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.